Hey, everyone. I'm CNN correspondent Kristen Holmes, in for our political director, David Chalian. And this is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, June 8th. Former President Donald Trump and his team are bracing for potential indictments after being told he's the target in a federal probe. The Justice Department has officially informed Donald Trump's legal team that he is a target in the federal investigation into alleged mishandling of classified documents. That's according to sources familiar with that target letter. It would be Trump's second indictment, but his first federal criminal charge, the first ever against a current or former president. We should note Trump has denied all wrongdoing, saying the probe is political. Trump was indicted in Manhattan back in April and has already pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in New York. Sources tell me and my colleague Sarah Murray that Donald Trump's team has long been bracing for the possibility that he could be indicted on multiple fronts. Now, according to a source familiar with the matter, the Trump team has not been given any explicit guidance by the Department of Justice that Trump will be indicted. But given recent events, his team believes it is likely to happen, and sooner rather than later. And Trump is already on the offensive. His campaign released an ad yesterday arguing Trump is being attacked with all these probes by the so-called, quote, radical left, and that they amount to election interference.
They already know he'll crush Biden. So like a pack of rabid wolves, they attack. So let's impeach him. Let's get tainted radical left prosecutors to charge him. Let's conspire with Hillary and the FBI with fake stories about him. All to distract from Biden's incompetence, weakness, and money-grabbing corruption. But here's the thing. He'll never blink.
Trump is currently in New Jersey with a small group of aides. More advisors are already expected to join him there in the coming days, like his spokesperson, Stephen Chong. Now, those senior advisors were already set to come in ahead of campaign trips to North Carolina and Georgia. Trump is still a GOP presidential frontrunner, and there's no indication that he plans to ease up on his campaign schedule. All of this is happening as the classified documents probe has been expanding from one grand jury in D.C. to a second one hearing testimony in Miami, closer to Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. My colleague Caitlin Polance breaks down what CNN has been seeing in D.C. and what we're now getting out of Florida.
We saw many witnesses go in and out of that courthouse to testify to that grand jury where Donald Trump's former defense attorney on this case, Evan Corcoran, was forced to share his notes, to share his recollections of his conversations with his client, Donald Trump. But then, just in recent days, we have learned that there is grand jury activity also happening in the federal courthouse here in Miami, Florida. And that activity included a witness coming in yesterday, some other witnesses testifying in recent days. And then today we have spotted some prosecutors, at least one prosecutor working with the special counsel's office on this particular classified records obstruction of justice case here in Florida, here at the courthouse complex.
Now, I have talked to multiple sources who have been speaking with Trump in recent days, and they say he doesn't appear agitated or angry over the potential indictment in the documents probe. And a person familiar with the situations says Trump is also expecting an indictment in another probe in Georgia. That's looking into his efforts to try and overturn the 2020 election results there. The district attorney leading that investigation is expected to announce any potential charges in August. Now, we've learned a lot of new information about where Special Counsel Jack Smith's case into Trump's handling of classified documents stands. But we haven't heard too much about where President Biden's case stands until now. CNN has learned prosecutors from both special counsel probes into Trump and Biden interviewed a key former White House official earlier this year. He was in charge of advising the Trump and Obama administrations on the declassification process. This is the only known witness to be interviewed by both teams, and this official told CNN there was a huge difference in the line of questioning. Prosecutors in the Trump case were very focused on any firsthand interactions this official had with the former president, including conversations about how to properly declassify documents. Prosecutors in the Biden case were more concerned with the logistics of moving and packing boxes into Biden's home in Delaware when his time as vice president came to an end. The official said he told prosecutors in Trump's case that the former president knew how to properly declassify documents and followed the process correctly at times while in office. It's the latest indication that prosecutors are seeking to nail down evidence suggesting Trump understood the declassification process for documents. CNN also reported last week that special counsel Jack Smith and his team have also obtained an audio recording where Trump acknowledges he held onto a classified document about a potential attack on Iran. And last month, we were first to report that the National Archives was preparing to send Smith more records that show Trump and his advisors knew how to correctly declassify documents. All of this undercuts Trump's claims that he automatically declassified everything he took with him to Mar-a-Lago after he left office.
There doesn't have to be a process, as I understand it. You know, there's different people say different things, but as I understand it, there doesn't have to be. If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
I have no classified documents. And by the way, they become automatically declassified when I took them.
That was Trump on Fox News last September and on CNN last month. So Trump may be in some legal hot water for not only having documents when he shouldn't have, but also for not giving them back to the government when they asked for them back multiple times. Prosecutors are also finding a flooding incident that took place at the Florida resort suspicious. Sources familiar with the matter say an employee at the resort drained its swimming pool last fall, which ended up flooding a room with computer servers containing surveillance video logs. The flooding happened roughly 2 months after the FBI retrieved hundreds of classified documents from the residence. Now, it's not clear if the room was flooded intentionally, but federal prosecutors find it suspicious, with one of the sources saying they've asked at least one witness about the incident. Multiple sources tell CNN the incident with the flooded room, along with conversations and actions by Trump's employees, could factor into a possible obstruction conspiracy case. Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence was on CNN last night for a town hall where he drew a bunch of contrasts with his boss-turned-rival. But what he didn't do is urge the DOJ to indict Trump in the documents case. Remember, on Friday, the Justice Department closed its probe into Pence's handling of classified documents when they were found in his Indiana home earlier this year. He said he thinks indicting Trump for this would fuel division in the country.
I would just hope that there would be a way for them to move forward without the dramatic and drastic and divisive step of indicting a former president of the United States. We've got to find a way to move our country forward and restore confidence in equal treatment under the law in this country. We really do.
But that doesn't mean he spoke highly of Trump. He said yet again that he thought Trump was wrong to ask him to overturn some states' votes on January 6th. So Pence will keep walking this Trump tightrope in the race as he tries to differentiate himself to voters and peel off their support of his former boss. And as Trump faces the very real possibility of more indictments. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.